But down here, there was one house.
They across from you?
And then across toward the house that we lived in, mm-hmm. and the address is...
822
Third Avenue. Mm-hmm. There was the Domi house, and then for some time, across from the Domi house and my dad's house, well, the Domi house, was his first stable that I mentioned earlier.
Do you have a picture of the first stable?
No.
Okay.
But that's how it
but
worked.
But did he always call it?
Nelmore?
Yeah.
He did after he was down with the people in Moberly, Missouri. Nelmore, N-E-L-M-O-O-R. Okay. And when Dad was trying to come up with a name for the stable, he said to me, I'm not sure how old I was. He said, what does Nelmore mean? Well, somehow I knew. Nelson's Land.
Oh, it's
because
it's
Scottish,
more.
Scottish.
Okay. Was this around 1932? What do you think?
Well, I was born in 28. And my dad, oh gosh, I think I was in about the sixth grade when he decided to build a stable.
Did your dad have a particular type of horse that he raised?
American saddle horses.
Oh, okay. And then?
And he also had some Tennessee walking horses.
Oh, okay.
And at one time he had about five horses. He obviously loved because he grew up as a farm boy just south of Albert Lea.
Okay.
His father was a banker. Mm-hmm. He was one of four boys and one girl. But next to us, at 822 Third Avenue, going west, there was a nice little white house, mm-hmm. and a man named Joe McCarthy, who was a retired something, but he worked all those years taking care of my dad's stable.
Oh, he did.
Because my dad was busy and so forth, and then they had two or three children. And so I was playing with them when I was growing up. I don't care what the day was like. At a particular time, whether it was 10 o'clock in the morning, Joe McCarthy would come on the sidewalk from his house through the hedge, walk down by the garage, mm-hmm. turn right, and go up the hill and take care of the horses. And he did that for, I don't know, 20 years or whatever it was, and just absolutely wonderful. First of all, the stable that my dad had across the street from
Karen's.
Our old house.
Yeah.
He bought that property, and there was a stable, and he had two horses, and that wasn't enough. So then he bought the land up there. I don't know how much land is.
Yeah.
Is. Yeah. And that's what he devoted his time to and enjoyed it, as Don knows. Everybody who came to Waseca was taken out to see Nelmore. And also, one of the fun things, on Memorial Day weekend, or 4th of July, I guess, out at Maplewood, okay. And so we would sit out there and watch all the fireworks and stuff. And then about 10 minutes before it was over, we would go up by the stable, and people who were watching around the lake would all come out because my dad had fireworks there. He figured that was what he wanted to do. Everybody wanted him to do it. And it was wonderful to grow up in that environment. The thing that I had to remember always, my dad loved horses, as you know. My job when I was a kid was to sweep up after the horses, which I didn't like. I also developed a problem with cats. Lots of cats. And so I said to my dad, well, he's allergic to cats. Just get rid of the cats. And my dad said, no, I'm not going to do that. But I had an uncle who was a MD who came up from Albert Lea to visit us because he liked to play golf. And I'd never been on the golf course before. And he said to my dad, can Philip caddy? And my dad said, well, of course. Well, I didn't know what caddy was. So my dad said, just go along with him and hang on to the bag. which I did. And it was just a nine-hole golf course at that point. And it was a life-changing moment for me because the light bulb went on. And I knew that that my dad insisted that I would be busy and productive. I couldn't just sit on my fanny. But if I could hang on to a golf bag and be out at Clear Lake, that was perfect. So that's the last time I had to sweep up after the horses. On Sundays, he wanted to go riding, and so, of course, I would ride. And I can't remember the name of the lady who gave me riding lessons. She lived around Loon Lake. In any case, I never liked taking riding lessons because I never learned to coast and bounce and bounce and bounce and bounce. But I enjoyed going out with my dad. And I think, that the Pattons were the first people to build a house across from Dad's stable, weren't they?
Yeah. Blake bought, started that development out there.
I see.
And I think it was the first one. And then Forrest probably was one of the next one.
I see.
He was on the local savings and loan.
Ah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then little by little?
Little by little they were developed, yeah.
So you bought the house after the Pattons left?
Oh, yeah. There were a couple of owners in between.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
And,
but she came back. One time she was back in town and came over and...
Oh,
and
had nice visit.
Because we made a few changes and things.
Sure.
Yeah.
So you've been in your house how many years?
Well, we settled there in 86. I've been retired that long.
I know. I remember when you retired, I said to you, my God, you've done everything. You were a young man when you retired.
Well, you know, I was 57 when I retired.
That's a young man. I'm 85.
Yeah, God, yes, I was full of it.
that's wonderful. And then after he had his cataract operation at the Mayo Clinic in about 1960 or something, he was told by the doctor that he couldn't ride anymore. And that was so discouraging for him because he just loved to do that.
Yeah.
And that was the beginning of to sell Melmore and also to sell the horses. Because we used to go down to Moberly, my gosh, these names come back, Moberly, Missouri for the horse shows and go to the both Kansas City Royal, which was a big, and he knew the people who were there. And here again, I remember, of course, I was with my dad and I'd be introduced and named Temple Stevens. But Temple Stevens was a very, very wealthy man who owned 57 stores that sold food and everything. Temple Stevens was on the cover of the principal magazines for horse lovers. Temple Stevens was a good friend of my dad, and on a couple of occasions, my dad bought horses from Temple Stevens. But even though he was one of the wealthiest men in Missouri, he was a lovely, lovely man, and we used to stay with him and his family. So that was it, and after I sold the house, after my dad died, and my mother moved to Minneapolis, a bunch of really interesting things in the attic, and I spent whatever it was, a week or something, packing up the house and selling the house and stuff, and the Melmore sign was there, which I took the years that we lived in New Haven, 20 years there, and now 20-some years in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. As you drive in the driveway, right there, it says
Is it
Melmore.